Good evening. My name is Preston Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L. I represent the Lamprey River Advisory Committee, a committee that is appointed by the 14 towns in the Lamprey River watershed. It is promulgated under the RSA 483, the Rivers Management and Protection Program. Our position requires that we advise on any permit that is applied for within the corridor. Interestingly enough, we have received the comments from, or rather the permit applications from Eversource, but in the process of looking at them, we realized that we've received similar applications on two prior occasions, one in August of 2013 and one in August of 2014 for the very same corridor. And we always have comments which we forward back to the DES, but we always receive comments back, rebuttals to our comments from the proponent. In the cases of the Eversource permits of August 2013 and 2014, we never received any rebuttals. That disturbed us. And when we received the most recent permit applications, it prompted us to go to the field first for the reasons of discovering whether a permit might have been issued and whether prior projects might have actually been finished. When we got in the field, we noted that yes, the projects had been completed. We also noted that there were some impacts. We visited two sites. One was on Mountain Road and one was on Church Street. Mountain Road parallels the Lamprey River, and in that area, Eversource contractors have used an access road up into the power line. It's a very steep hill, leaving Mountain Road going north. In that area, we discovered that following construction, it appears that the site was not revegetated, and that erosion had started, and that silt from the underlying soil had begun to erode down and form a delta on a flatter portion of land just outside of a wetland along Mountain Road. We had concern for it because the type of soil that's in the area is constituted by some baseball-size round cobbles that are all kind of cemented together by sand and silt in between the cobbles. Once the sand and silt washes out, one more storm, one more truck up over the hill, and you're going to have some serious erosion. At Church Street, we discovered something that was even more disturbing. A wetland about 150 feet south of the road had been driven right through without any matting, without any protection. The disturbance was so great that the subsoil was pulled to the surface. After seeing those two, we went to Google Maps and said, well, how often does that happen? Are we just looking at a weird case or what? Just looking at Google Maps, you can see that there is significant disturbance of wetlands in Deerfield at various sites.
Mr. Sam, how much more do you have?
I have just a little bit more to go.
Okay.
We're concerned because these disturbances obviously show that either the plans that Norman Doe prepared were never followed in the field, or it shows that there are significant secondary impacts after the plan, after the work was completed. One of the recommendations that we made on the prior permit applications was to put in gates to prevent secondary impacts. All we have to say tonight is that there are rules and regulations in this state under RSA 483, 482, et cetera, and it appears that Eversource has been not paying attention to those rules and regulations.
If Mr. Samuel, please bring it to a close. If you need more time, you can come back at the end.
If Eversource cannot follow the rules and regulations, we recommend that they be remanded to the highway. Thank you.